North Carolina lawmakers have approved a long-awaited plan to overhaul the Medicaid system. The measure now goes to the governor and could impact close to 2 million people. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has more.
Top Republicans are celebrating.
This is huge.
I think it's an exciting day.
It's a major step.
And it is a win-win-win bill.
Medicaid is the publicly funded health insurance for people who are poor or disabled. Almost one out of every five people in North Carolina gets help through the program. And Senate and House leaders have been trying to revamp it for the better part of 4 years.
So that's been two governors, three secretaries, and four Medicaid directors that we've worked with to kind of get to this point.
That's Senator Ralph Heiss. He's a statistician and a Republican from Mitchell County. He explained on the Senate floor the main takeaways. The state health department would give private organizations a determined amount of money for each patient. They would then be responsible for the patient getting care. 10 organizations would be nonprofits run by doctors and hospitals. 3 would be for-profits led by insurance companies.
It is a fundamental change in how Medicaid is done, but it is consistent with what many other states have done.
Representative Donnie Lambeth, a Republican from Forsyth County, emphasized another key portion of the plan. He says state health officials will have more ability to make sure patients get good care. He says that currently, many patients don't get regular screenings for preventable illnesses, so they eventually wind up in the emergency room.
We can do better by these patients because some don't have a primary care doctor, and that's why they go to the ERs. We can do better by these patients, and they deserve better, quite frankly.
But what lawmakers discussed the most on Tuesday was money. Here's Republican Representative Burt Jones from Rockingham County.
For years and years and years, Medicaid has been considered the budget Pac-Man that eats up all the dollars that people in this chamber would like to see spent on many, many other things.
North Carolina spends almost a fifth of its budget on Medicaid. That's about $3.7 billion every year. And lawmakers have been arguing for years that the cost is rapidly growing. So they say the point of writing a check to a private company for each patient is so that taxpayers don't have to shoulder the overruns, and so that lawmakers can more accurately estimate the cost of Medicaid every year. On Tuesday, Democrats saw the plan differently. Here's Representative Greg Meyer from Orange County.
If we put this plan into action, your taxpayer dollars are going to turn into profits for insurance companies based on their ability to limit and cut services to poor people.
What perhaps stood out more is that the lead architect of the Medicaid reform in the House of Representatives opposed this bill. Republican Representative Nelson Dollar says it's not true that the cost of Medicaid is out of control.
The truth is that Medicaid claims cost in North Carolina has actually gone down over the last 5 years while the program grew by over 200,000 recipients.
Dollar participated when Senate and House leaders negotiated a compromise between the two chambers. He says there are good things about the deal. It helps nonprofits provide for patients, and it helps better organize service.
But they do not outweigh the fundamental flaw in this bill, which is the introduction of commercial insurance management in our Medicaid program.
For-profit insurance companies would be required to spend at least 88% of funds on patient care. But Dollar says it should be nonprofits doing that job. He was one of few Republicans who voted against the bill. The vote came down largely along party lines. If the governor signs the bill into law, state officials would still have to apply to the federal government for permission to implement it. That's because the federal government pays for 2/3 of the Medicaid program. The application process could take months or years. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.